WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, firefighters continue working to control the wildfires that have broken out across the Los Angeles area.
You wake up one morning and everything is normal. And you go to bed that night and you have nothing.
Nikki Rifkin telling ABC News she's still trying to come to terms with how quickly her family was forced to evacuate and her home burned to the ground. ABC's Kana Whitworth in the Pacific Palisades.
As the smoke cleared, the Palisades village looking more like a war zone than a popular shopping area. Skeletal remains of the businesses unrecognizable. Some homes were spared, but the embers that were blown by the powerful Santa Ana winds would burn homes just next door.
In a little over an hour, the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. The nation's 39th president will be honored there. President Biden and all living former presidents will also be there. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa.
Families and educators from many Northeast Wisconsin schools will need credit monitoring and identity protection after a cyber attack on an education technology software platform called PowerSchool. The data was accessed on December 28. The company allegedly paid a ransom to the attackers for video evidence of the compromised files being deleted and digitally shredded. PowerSchool will provide affected school districts with information to engage families and teachers affected by the attack. Several districts in New Wisco use at least a part of PowerSchool, including Reidsville, West Apeer, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Compared to other cities with an NFL franchise, Green Bay is small. Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, says, yes, we're small, but mighty.
So many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
Meisner was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low, 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Kelvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Kelvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt Nair on Air's Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin.
Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, special treat there. Boy, all morning, Brian Mills talking about board game afternoon at the Eastside Brown County Library. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Every time he comes in, there's newer information that we didn't know. I mean, it's
what's cool
phenomenal.
About, he goes to all the meetings. Yeah. You know, it's hard to do that. He said there was a meeting last night just talking about parking. And
yeah.
So, yeah, he's plugged in.
Then Chris Leonard, editor of the Press Times, John Kramer, their chief photographer right now, and Tori Wittenbrock, young sports writer who's going to do great things. Wonderful having them on. And Chris's book on Lambeau, the boy behind Green Bay football, is awesome. Now it's time for our veteran salute, ladies and gentlemen. This veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berwyn, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com. Joining us right now, United States Army veteran Joe Stevens in our veteran salute. Joey, good morning.
Morning, Mino.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe. Welcome.
You know, we just had John Kramer on here, who's a good buddy of yours, and I told him, I said, Joe Stevens was to me in Iraq what Kramer was to me in Afghanistan. I had to have that guy overseeing me. Wasn't that the truth from the get-go, Joe?
Yeah. It was a shock that you came over there, but yeah, it was great having you. Is Kramer still there?
No, he just left.
Just left.
Oh, did you know it was his anniversary a couple days ago?
Did not.
Yeah, 2 years. You got 2 years ago. Him and Gigi got married.
Wonderful, beautiful bride. He's got there. She's sensational.
We'll send him.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Joe, we're just talking about, you know, veteran spotlight. What we like to really hit on is, you know, local vets who, I mean, you know, you're with the National Guard, and all of a sudden you're in the worst place in the United States, in the entire world, driving those roads in Iraq. Now, when you sit back, Joe, and you think about those days, what, you know, how do I put this? You know, in your mind, there's good times, there's bad times, whatever. How do you see that service in Iraq now that you have some perspective to look back on it?
One of the things that I think about the most is just missing the guys that I was with for that year, and just all the memories. Yeah, there was the good and the bad. Obviously the weather was different than here, but you know, I feel bad for the guys we lost and their families, and I don't know. It's hard to just put it in just the one thought.
Right.
I'm sure. But Joe, every time we have people like you who defended our country, you know, raised their right arm, that camaraderie you guys had is unbelievable. It's just, some of us
I've never
were
seen
sports,
like
we're
it.
In, you know, we had teams and yep. band and even, the, but
man, it's incredible. And that's nice that they can still connect with you through your business, you know, because that's still your brotherhood going on with you helping them out with some legal things, right?
No.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was talking to Mino yesterday about one of the guys I served with. He was E5 when he came in, and he just got promoted to colonel last weekend.
That's so amazing.
We got to meet with a bunch of those guys again that I haven't seen in a while, and just some of the stories that we told, I mean, we were laughing so hard, some of us were crying.
Yeah. And there, you know, Joe, the thing that put that in perspective for me was when we did a trip to Walter Reed Hospital, and we're in Ward 57, which was a physical therapy room, and this was right in the heart of the war, and obviously very damaged bodies. And this one of our guys, I still tell this story, Ron Wires, wonderful gentleman who sponsored the trip for us, was talking to this young veteran, and who I believe he had lost an arm and had a kind of a prosthetic on the other one, but it's kind of coming around. And I never forget this. And I overheard him. I kind of eavesdropped. He says, "Hey, how you doing there, son? You know, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Oh, not good, sir. I'm just so down. It's unbelievable." And Ron goes like, "Well, you know what? I was talking to a therapist and I was watching you. He said, you're doing great things. He said, you're the superstar of rehab." And he goes, "Oh, this is nothing. This is nothing at all. But it's driving me insane that I'm living the good life while my buddies are still over there, and I was a squad leader, and this one kid was a knucklehead who I had to be on all the time. Another guy could barely read a map. Another guy, he goes, it kills me that I'm here and they're over there." And here's a guy that was severely wounded and was completely depressed because he was here instead of being with his guys. Yeah. And, I mean, seriously depressed because of that. It's a brotherhood that you just won't find anywhere else, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, you hear those stories all the time, and you wouldn't even think about it until you were in that situation. But I could totally understand where those guys were coming from.
Yeah. And one of the hardest things I know guys talked about is if somebody got an early out or something and they were leaving Iraq and saying goodbye to the guys who were still there. That was really hard, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. You remember Mounier?
Yeah, of course.
Well, he had to do that.
Yeah.
He had been, you know, injured for like I think the fifth time.
Wow.
And I was with him when he had to go, I think it was to Arif John, and get evaluated before he went home. And you could tell it was killing him. He didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was no way they were going to let him stay. And, you know, because he wasn't physically able to finish the mission. So.
Yeah. But you got, you know what, Joe? I mean, I got a snapshot version of what you guys did on a regular basis. And in retrospect now, you look back at what you guys did for a year driving those roads, and every single day you drove out of when you went outside the wire, I mean, you were in hostile territory from the moment you stepped out, and you might be out there, what, a week, 10 days sometimes driving those roads? How did you guys do that day after day mentally?
You just did it mission by mission. You never even thought about how long you were going to be out, because sometimes you would think you'd be gone for 5 days and you'd be gone for 10. And sometimes you thought you'd be gone for 10 and you'd be back in 7. I mean, you just did it mission by mission, and you went, you know, fob to fob, and you just, you know, meal to meal. And
that's a good way to put it. And the other thing that really surprised me, I thought, you know, once we took off, you know, from where we were there, and I thought it was like, you know, game face on and everybody's, you know, whatever. And the whole while they're telling dirty little Johnny jokes and stuff like that. I mean, it was so laid back. It was incredible. But you had to be that way, right?
Well, it wasn't like that at the beginning.
Right.
You know, first it was like head on a swivel.
Yeah.
And I mean, you were always paying attention.
Right.
But as the missions went on, you had to make it a little bit looser. Otherwise, it would have just drove you crazy.
Right.
You know, you had to make it. You know, you were still living, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But you had to do it that way to cope, because you couldn't be stressed out every second, or that would drive you a little crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You still keep in contact with a lot of your friends?
You know, I'm retired from work, and I'm retired from the military. I try to keep in contact as much as I can. I keep up with, you know, I look at people's stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, I mean, between my active duty soldiers I served with and the National Guard, But some of the close ones I keep in contact with.
It's so important. We've had many of you on here, and some of them are just still struggling a little bit. And that camaraderie, a phone call, it just can mean a lot. I'm glad to hear
Absolutely, you're correct. You're still exactly 100% correct.
Yeah, good.
That is true, though, isn't it, Joan? Especially if somebody is struggling in a certain way, boy, the phone lines pretty much heat up where everybody calls. And it's, again, it's a whole village comes around to help out that person, don't you?
You know, you have to before it's too late.
Right.
You know? Because sometimes the people that are struggling the most, they don't reach out, and then you find out when it's too late.
Yeah, but that's so, that's what I mean. That's why you guys keep an eye on each other, and if there is a little bit of a sign of something, I know you guys jump in.
Well, you try to realize it. You know, you try to notice the stuff, but...
Well, I will say this. Guys are pretty good at faking it, too, aren't they? As far as, and then you hear, you know, something that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
See, when you were deployed, I'm going to switch subjects a little bit. The Packers were kind of a connection back home, and you talked about that. Just curious, Johnny, I want to ask him what he thinks is going to happen Sunday. You follow the NFL? You still?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder for the Packers. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's nice to get over there.
You know, it's funny with all the stuff I hear on the radio and family and friends and people talking about how like the season's over, and I'm like, I don't think so. I think the Packers can go in there and win.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's why I asked. Okay.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, all the injuries, this and that. Watson's out. I'm like, Watson's been out half the year, and you know, they got receivers. All the receivers are good. They have their up days and their down days. Love's got a sore elbow. He'll get through it.
Yep.
I'm hoping Willis can feel his fingers by Sunday, so in case they need him, he can go in there, and if nothing else, he can hand the ball off to Jacobs, and Jacobs can just run for 150 yards and win the game anyway.
Joe, if there was a noon game in Green Bay, what time would you guys go to watch that game over there?
Oh my God.
Like 3 in the morning-ish?
What was it like? I'm trying to remember how many hours difference was it. You would know probably better than me.
I know, I don't, but I remember guys walking past the tent, going to the, I think it was the MRW, was it called?
And now, I'll tell you this, John, if the game was in Hawaii, I'd have to be there at 7.
Okay, because you were stationed in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, well, I was just there with Michelle, too.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Joe, you were regular Army before going into the Guard.
Yep.
What was the difference?
I don't know. I guess because I was active duty, it was every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was over in the 25th over in Hawaii, so we seemed to be put on alert like once every 6 months. Because Panama was going on back then. And
Noriega.
The 88 Olympics. There's just so much stuff going on in the world back then. It seemed like we were always on alert, but we never had to go anywhere.
Hey, one last quick question for you. What's the coolest welcome home gift you got when you came back?
Autographed football from Mino, autographed by Brett Favre.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
It's a good one.
Joe Stevens, thank you for your service, my friend, and thank you for being a part of our show.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Mayor.
Take care, Joe. Bye.
Veteran salute. Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh. Back after this.
Got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hung.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org. We'll be right back. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
He gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line.
And for Phantom. Joe and Phantom 409.
Yep.
Tucker Thursday.
Every now and then, some hiker will come by. And like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir.
From Big Joe.
From Big Joe.
And Phantom.
And Phantom.
409. Great. I got goosebumps. I literally got goosebumps from
right
that
now?
Song.
Right now?
Yes.
Wow.
I love Red Sovine so much.
I got
Hey, truckers out there. This is Teddy Bear. Come on. You know that one?
No.
Teddy Bear?
Got goosebumps reading that.
Mama said I shouldn't be bothering you guys. My daddy was a trucker, and he died. And And I still use the word, I don't get up much because I'm crippled.
Yeah.
They use that word.
Yep. Yep.
Some of that stuff isn't that old yet. It's like, I can't believe we said that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's, absolutely.
There's some, even organizations like a Spiro or something like that. It just, you look at that, it's like, wow, that was not a thing.
No.
And it was just, now it's just so taboo. Your kids would bring you by the neck if you use some of these words.
Absolutely.
It is.
Or some of the games we played when we were younger that we talked about.
I just
let's not bring those.
What I'm saying is that we didn't turn out like bad people, but yet
it was acceptable.
That's
exactly
what I'm saying. I mean, even our parents.
Well, okay, we say acceptable because we were all a bunch of white people living in middle America.
Right.
Maybe other people, if we had been around them, it would not have been acceptable.
Right.
But we were so like our own little world, and that was it.
Wow. Anyway.
But Red Sovine, man, Trucker Thursday.
I know.
Love Red Sovine. And I said, you know where I almost stopped yesterday? And I finally saw it. I didn't know exactly where it was. Was Musicland. Or record.
Military.
Rock and Roll Land.
Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome.
Yeah. It's further down than I thought. Because I was going to Perkins, actually, a military. And it was there. I always thought it was more in that little plaza.
No.
That used to be. But it's. That's a great looking store. I'm going to stop in there as soon as possible. Like I said, I
to the president of the Fox Cities Chambers, she's on vacation. I got an email back from her. Anyway, I want to get find those unique places in Appleton too. We kind of found them in Oshkosh, but you know what I mean. There's just always cool places. I mean, everybody's got a Walmart, Target, and you know those are great in businesses. But to find those little niche. Restaurants, those, as you call them, dive bars, but just unique places that sell like the t-shirts or the memorabilia. That's going to be fun.
I agree.
To do that.
Okay, so let me ask. Somebody contacted me yesterday, said, Mino, if you're serious about something, I might be able to invest if you need it.
That's a good call.
Jill's.
That's not a good. I don't know. I'm not buying a bar.
Why?
Because
Okay, can I tell you the name? Jimmy and John's. What do you think?
No. John.
I was kidding. I put your name first. Jimmy and John's.
Would your mom like you to buy a bar?
Yes. My mom met you know how my mom and dad met?
Really?
She was working in a bar. Okay. at Gazzetti's bar. And she had a crush on him. And they actually got, him and his buddies were kind of wild. They actually got banned then from that bar because they caused problems. But what she would do.
That's funny.
Late at night. Oh, it's all a true story. Josephine would tell this story so nice. And what she would do is they'd have coffee royals at the end of the night. Okay. Coffee royal was coffee with brandy. Okay. And what she would do is she would give my dad an extra shot of brandy for free.
That's her little, like, her little love thing. That's awesome.
And that's how they met. Yes. So there you go. Didn't you say you and Donna met in a bar?
No.
Where did you guys meet?
I was...
Is she a Manitowoc girl?
No, Anago.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Big, big, big time Anago.
So. I told you that guy that was at the village where I worked, and he was from Anago, and his dad worked for the railroad. So they were like Iowa and then other, you know, they get transferred a lot, I guess, with the railroad back in those days, okay? And they moved to Anago, Wisconsin, didn't know a thing about it. And he walks in one day and some lady's cooking in his kitchen. He goes, who are you? Why are you here? She goes, well, I just ran into I'm your neighbor. I ran into your mom at the store down here, and she was talking about she was going to be making such a, so I try, said, I've got some at home. I'll go get it started for you.
That's unbelievable.
And we're like, Antigo, Wisconsin might be the friendliest place in America.
It you know what, John, because I would go up there. It is. And you walk into a store there and the owner waits on you. Yeah. It is just Jack's, all those places. That is a cool.
Yeah.
They are the nicest. Yeah. I don't know what
my
the
dad worked for the
there.
Railroad and was there in Antigo. My sister Vicky was born in Antigo.
No, really?
Yeah.
Why was that a headquarters time?
I don't know. I'm not really sure, but it was.
Yeah. Did you live in Antigo then?
I was not born at that point.
Oh, okay.
But we moved out to Sparta.
I wonder if they worked together.
It's possible.
I mean, it's very possible.
Absolutely.
They worked together.
Yep.
Wow.
It's too bad Antigo didn't take off. You know, it actually lost a little population.
I remember they had phenomenal football teams.
They did. Oh, they had great sports up there. And they had a little, and this was long before I was mayor, but I told her that. I said, I could be mayor of this town because it's just so closely knit and just, like you just said, just great people up there.
When I was in real estate, we got a thing come in, somebody looking for a house, Antigo, and everybody's like, I'm not going to Antigo.
Yeah,
and I said, you know what? I've never been to Antigo. I'll go.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I went and showed some houses, and it was just a nice little old school city.
It is.
And these old houses were nice shape and whatever. It was just,
They just, low crime, just good infrastructure. Yeah, there's a lot of good things about that. Good schools. So, hey, there's Jill's. I don't think so, but this is what I'm willing to meet you. I'll meet you. We'll get started with it. So
we're going
to
do this.
I'd have to look at the books, but hey, back to that. I want NFL draft. We talked about that a little bit with Michael, but this, he's all in on this
supper clubs
shuttle.
Yeah. We got to jump on that.
He is, but here we'll do the, with Jill's, I could see doing the dive bar drive.
Absolutely.
And we just go to
and
Jill's.
And when we say dive, we mean that in a very good way. Well, that means old school, kind of places that you don't find anymore.
If we call it a bar run, nobody's going to sign up.
Right.
We call it a dive bar drive.
Yeah.
People are going to sign up.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. We're honoring them by calling
absolutely
them a dive bar.
No question.
By being unique, by being old fashioned.
And surviving.
And right.
And not, no glitz, no glamour, no whatever. This is who we are.
Maybe a mirror ball, but by and large, it's just paneling and,
you know, I don't know if we have time to do this, get a liquor license and stuff, but it would be great to bring life back to Frog Station.
Oh, doesn't that have water problems or something?
I think it dried up.
No. That, I'll tell you
that
what.
That would be, okay, so I mean, if anybody said that would be such a place to take people.
That would.
Michael just texted in, by the way. He said he wants in on the dive bar, too.
Oh! So. Thank you, Michael. Michael from Simple Life Hospitality. Thank you, Michael. Well, I need people. Help us out in this, then. Okay, so it'd be Jill's, Frog Station, if I can get that up and running.
We've got to stop at Lenny's.
Lenny's Tap?
Yeah.
Tell us other dive bars around the area. And again, we mean that in the best term possible.
Absolutely.
Dive bars.
I don't want people to think we're talking them down.
No.
Those are some of the best places in Green Bay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what's surprising? Women, a lot of times, love those kind of bars. They love those kind of bars.
Really?
Yeah. Hell, they do.
They're chill.
Yeah, exactly. Not your young guys trying to whatever.
Not a lot
Help us out, people. Give us some suggestions for our dive bar tour for the NFL draft. Back after this.
Not a lot of gold.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. With the long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon that we want to hibernate and we feel down. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how winter affects us.
The skies are gray and the nights are long and the temperatures are cold. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. SAD may have its roots in its ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. Then, toss lower temperatures on top of that, asking for greater energetic demands on our bodies in order to stay warm, we typically gain weight, too. Research says that diets are their worst in the cold months, where we generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. Which sounds just like animals saving up food to store fat for hibernation, doesn't it? And our bodies also slow down. We tend to stay inside more and do less, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which that plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days. Or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety.
A man remembered with joy and fondness throughout the Fox Valley has passed away. Russell Machenbacher was the Fox River Mall Santa for 25 years before he retired in 2019. He passed away at his home in Montana Tuesday. He was 87 years old. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low, 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, welcome back. You know, tomorrow we've got a guest I'm really, really looking forward to. John Spagnuolo. Yeah. He was a former tight end for the Packers in, I want to say, 88, 89, or maybe 89, 90. But his main career was with the Philadelphia Eagles. Brilliant guy. Yale. So we got Yale, Harvard represented. But he's going to take
and Mesabi. Don't
and
take
Mesabi.
Let's not
community college.
Okay, don't sell
community college,
short.
Which of course means you're going to get a job in your own community.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Nate Margatze.
I start teaching next week. Not next week, after Monday. And
yeah,
I don't think I'm going to tell that joke. Yeah, kids are at the community college. But
yeah,
that just
means... I still love the one where he said he was put next to for his kid's school career day.
Oh yeah, get
next to a surgeon.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what's the main difference? And he goes, reading?
School?
And it's like, yeah. How much schooling do you need to be a surgeon? He's right. Like, I think it was 54 years. And he said, how much schooling do I need to be a comedian? And he goes,
you're there.
You're good. Oh, man,
that's
he's funny.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that.
We're going to go see him. So,
also,
that's going to be fun tomorrow, talking to the Eagle player.
Yeah.
Because it sure.
And we'll he still talk lives about this, right in Philadelphia.
The cards are stacked against the Packers. If you look at betting, you know, I think it's 5 points now. Remember, it was four, now it's five. So,
but if it gets up to seven, I'm putting $100.
But I read an article this morning and how the Packers can win, and they don't like the Eagles fans. They don't love their coach like they love that guy in Detroit.
Well, talk about crazy Italians.
He's an acquired taste, is what they said.
And he goes off like you can't believe,
like a little kid, huh?
Yeah, just lunatic. Again, he's Italian, which I think there's a gene issue, chromosomal, whatever. But yeah, that's been a problem with some of the players, the way he goes off on them.
Yeah.
Got a thing here. My brother owns Jed's in New Franken, the former New Frankenstein. Great bar food. Love it.
John, it's on Frog's, the list.
John Frog Station has been empty too long now. It's in pretty bad shape.
Okay, I agree with whoever sent that.
I know they had water damage.
Yeah, which is foundation damage, which
you know
is going to cost a fortune.
But you know what's bizarre? That's like for people who are going to Door County, okay, if you're coming up from Chicago, I think you pretty much have to drive right past it in some of those areas where you're going towards the lake. Wouldn't that be a perfect Chicago yuppie kind of people? Oh, my God. We went to this dive bar. It was fantastic. We had tap beer for 30 cents.
Yeah.
If it was just open in the summer.
Yeah. I'm not worried about word of mouth and getting an image in a must stop place. But, you know, you're going to have the city inspector over there and closing us down. I'm not going to do that. No, hey, Jill's is in
you know
good
what?
Shape.
I'd go to his office with a newspaper. Say, hey, read the paper. Get to the back page. You'll enjoy that one the most. Thank you for your time.
It's so funny. Ever since you brought up the whole paper and slide some money under it, every time I watch The Sopranos,
bits and pieces, where it is.
There's a newspaper on the desk, and there's a little envelope there.
Absolutely. Right. Although, you know what the one big mystery of The Sopranos is, too? It was when she couldn't get her daughter into, I think it was Columbia. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
And she goes there, Mrs. Soprano. I'm trying to think of her first name. What was Tony and? Carmella. Goes to the dean of students or whatever, or admissions. And she's, no, we're sorry, but, you know, we're getting in this person and that person, whatever. And she says, are you sure you can't reconsider? And she says, no, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Soprano. We can't do that, blah, blah, blah. But 3 days later, she brings in a pan of baked ziti. Hi, I just want to stop it. I got a pan of baked ziti for you. I think you'll enjoy it. Well, I can't take. Oh, no. You take this. You'll enjoy it. Like 2 days later, I get a phone call. Meadow! You've been accepted to Columbia. So there's always that thing, what would have been?
What was in there?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So did you ever have to try to do that? Pull strings for your kids?
No. My kids are a lot smarter than me. No. My dad had to pull strings for me, but I think I went into Norbert's on probation. But I
did really?
I wasn't that good of a student. But my kids were, a lot of reasons for that, but it wasn't genetics from their dad, I'll tell you that. But they just really did well in school. No, as a matter of fact, this is, and be careful for those of you listening who have kids that are juniors in high school. I told, I don't want to make this a sad story. There was a kid in Green Bay, his dad was a police officer that really wanted to go to a certain school.
Okay.
Good track, great runner, wanted to go to this great name school, didn't get in, killed himself.
Wow.
So. And that's that.
But that's horrific.
It is. But they'd gone down there, you look at the school, and then you don't get in. So I told my kids, look, you get accepted first, and then we'll go look.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that crying. I don't want to have to go to the guy and bribe him. I didn't want to do that. So I'm like, look, you get accepted, we'll go and we'll look at the school. So, and that was fun because it was their choice then if they wanted to go or not.
I was really excited and surprised in some ways when I got into Arizona State, and then I read more about it at the time that a 90% acceptance. 90%.
Yeah. But it was, I mentioned that before, and that's coming up, well, not now, but soon people are going to start doing that. And that is just a slice of life to travel with your kids. And Donna didn't go on some of the trips, and I just really enjoyed that time with them, hotels and eating and looking at the schools and seeing what they look at. Do they really, they're looking at the boys? Or are they looking at the campus? Or are they looking at the curriculum? And it's just, that's fun. But my point in all that was they got accepted first, and then we went and looked.
You know, when I went down to Arizona State to enroll, okay, I was so, it's first time I've ever flown in an airplane, okay? I got scammed at the airport by one of those guys. Remember, were they Harry Krishners or something?
Oh, man, they used to be big
in that. They were selling books.
Yep.
And a guy really cornered me. He said, this is so fascinating. And I thought, well, I'm going to a major college now. I need to, expand my thing. And I'll never forget, I was at the ticket thing, and I put the book on the counter, and the guy goes, you've got to be kidding me. I go, what? He goes, you fell for that?
Right.
I go, well, I'm interested in history. He goes, buddy, it's a total scam. He goes, you ever fly before? I go, sure. So he scanned me. I didn't know when I was pulling into the airport in Minneapolis, I didn't know how to take a ticket out of the thing. We had to, for the parking?
Yes.
I mean, I was so backwards from such small areas that I didn't know anything about flying and whatever.
I remember
the lady, I think she was smoking or non-smoking. I said, what's the difference? She goes, well, in one you can smoke, in the other you can't.
You didn't smoke, did you?
No. Yeah. So one vice I've never had.
Yeah.
I've never smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'll give you a lot of
another thing, how stupid I was. I told you that story. I told this story here. Didn't I tell it on the air? About the first time I was ever in the hospital, I got hurt bad in football, I had to have that operation, whatever. And the nurse comes in and shows, and I go, hey, I heard I was going to be released. She goes, yes, but have you passed gas?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, no, I think it was him.
Sharing a room. There you go.
Is this old guy just laying there like, what? No, it wasn't. And she goes, no, it's to see if your kidneys and your bones are working. Or something like, you know what I mean?
No, they had...
But honestly, she goes, have you passed gas? No, I think it was him. That's how dumb I was. I mean, just so, you know what I mean? You grew up such a small area, you don't have the span
not dumb,
or anything.
You're naive.
Just naive. Yeah. I was just a rube. I was like a rube. I knew nothing. Yeah,
I'll give you a lot of credit. I mean, you are a survivor if you did all that.
Yeah.
There's some people who would have just said, you know what? I'm not going.
Well, let me tell you this. When you're from northern Michigan, and then you go to school for 2 years in northern Minnesota, which was even worse than northern Michigan weather-wise, with the cold and the stuff. Yeah. It was mind-boggling up in the Iron Range. And you go down when you're 19 years old and take your old 1970 Chevy with a CB and two buddies, and you're walking around campus at Arizona State where it's 78 degrees in January.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you not spend a couple of years here?
Yeah.
I would have been one of those people that would have stayed in school like forever if I didn't have to get a job. Just, I loved it. I loved those 2 years more than two of the greatest years of my life was at Arizona State.
I think if people go to school, and I'm not really far for an expert on school, but I wish I would have gone in with a better attitude of learning as opposed to what's the quickest way out of here with a degree. You know what I mean? That's the way I looked at it. I did. I just wanted to get out and just get working. But I thought that I needed that. I wish I would have gone in and said, look, how can I learn? How can I be educated on the arts and then on literature and on history and business and finance? I didn't do that. I'm just like, okay, what's the class? Okay, I can do that. Take it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I feel bad about that. Now, I will say that today, and I can speak for my kids too, they really had a quest to learn.
Yeah, my son too.
Right, he does too. And they do this research, and it's like, I love this stuff. It's like, man, you didn't get that from me.
No, but you know what? College can be one of two ways. It is. And you know, the thing, it is what you make it. And in some ways, it really
is. It kind of is.
It really and truly is. Yeah. There's the one cool thing. Another thing, though, I couldn't believe when I lived in the dorm at ASU to start off with, and the cafeteria, it's like, well, what can I have? It's like, you have anything you want.
Yeah, that's
great. And I go, can I get seconds? She goes, you can get 12s. We don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was so naive being thrown into those situations. Wow. And in retrospect, it was that made it almost more fun because it was something so
different.
New, different.
Yeah, that's cool. We had...
Because we had these California kids that would come in and say, oh, this food sucks. Yeah. This is terrible. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I think it's phenomenal. It's like being at a Sizzler Steakhouse every day.
Yeah, and now it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, it's crazy what they... It's those meal pots. We had a cleaning lady for our dorm.
Did you really?
She'd come in and clean the bathrooms every week.
Oh, yeah. We did not have that.
No, I look back at that. I wish I would have put more into it because it wasn't hard. I got decent grades, but my goal wasn't to be educated. My goal was to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I think today kids look at it so much differently. Like, I can't wait to take this class. And I can't wait to get out of this class.
I'll tell you what. One of the other things, though, too, is I'm amazed at what kids are doing in high school now for college with those AP classes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the one young man that we met who I'd like to invest in his future.
Yeah.
Like, starting out as like a junior or something in college because he took so many AP classes in high school.
And
I mean, they are so serious about school these days.
And not from a, I got to do this. I want to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, his attitude was terrific.
Amazing. Just from, there is such a good, whenever somebody, the youth of America, bull crap. They're phenomenal. They really truly are.
It's pretty cool, all the things that they want to do. And then the other thing I just, I've mentioned this before, but since we're talking about how great the youth is in all throughout this whole 41 quarter, it's cool when I go to the shelter and I see kids in high school. I mean, did you do that in high school?
Yeah. No.
And maybe they didn't have those opportunities.
No,
but
we really didn't.
They just, they sign up, they show up on time, anything else I can do, Mr. Schmidt, and just, they're just great.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about the future. You know, I just don't.
Well, when I've dealt with kids like that for community service type things, they didn't seem to have that attitude. Oh, I'm only here because.
Right. I have to get my 14 hours in.
Actually, you know when I dealt with them a lot is when I was sending lots of stuff over to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I would donate. Actually, there was a dental place in Green Bay that they did a thing where they want kids to give back candy or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll give them something
To the military. They love the candy.
Oh, my God. That's what I mean.
Okay, that's cool.
What I mean. So we were sending over boxes and boxes and boxes. Well, for one person to try to load it was crazy. Todd, remember the old garage in Midwest?
Yes.
That was full of candy.
Yep.
When we were full. So we would have these kids come over doing community service, and they would separate it. So one place, you know, one box wasn't all beef jerky, and one was, they would separate. You should have seen it. And then other kids would go around, like, taking that one, put it in the boxes, wrap it. They were phenomenal. I just stood back, and I was, like, in awe of how they got into it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And Paul's Pantry, all that. And I don't know. Maybe we didn't have the opportunity. Maybe that's going to be my excuse. I just wish I would have really enjoyed doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun to get out there with your friends and do cool stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not worried about the future.
No. Nope.
We got a lot of good kids here. So.
It's phenomenal. Fantastic. Give us more dive bars, people, where we should take people to for the draft. We need help on that one.
So two things we're looking for. One, you can rent your home out, but that you're on your own for that. But if you have a supper club or a dive bar.
Absolutely.
Because we may do the dive bar drive, and that'd be in the evening.
You know what, though? Maybe we could stop at a couple of dive bars on the way to the supper club.
The supper club shuttle?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just get all the money right from one person.
Yeah. Think about it.
I'm liking it. That could be a fun Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, of course, we got the breakfast club here every day.
Yeah.
And if you have friends coming in, and I'm serious about this, we got to clear it with Todd.
What's the breakfast club?
Don't worry about it.
I should have told you. I just thought.
It's all supervised.
No, we want a guest from every team to come in for breakfast for 15 minutes. And they might have your juice, but they're going to come in and just tell us about why they're here, what they think of Green Bay, and tell us about your team.
Well, I don't want them to have my juice first because they'll fill them up. They won't be able to eat. Johnny's Juice of Life. Johnny's Juice of Life.
Okay.
Look for it on supermarket shelves soon.
Right.
Back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Getting ready to wrap it up here on a Thursday morning, Trucker Thursday. Doesn't sound like Red Sovine to me, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, sorry. I had to go with something quick.
And well, right. Picked that's it. Fine.
Love it.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So I've got my meeting coming up. I know we talked about it, but I'm meeting my daughter's boyfriend's parents at 9:15.
Are you, yes or no, going to mention Sonia Mino?
I don't want her to think.
Although I've heard some people really don't like her.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
There's two different factions, I think.
Yeah, maybe not.
They could be. Yeah. I don't know what side they're on. I don't know. This guy's a lawyer. Isn't
one Sikh? S-I-K-H?
Sick.
Sick? Sick.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so I'm not sure. You maybe don't, yeah.
No, as soon as the Zoom
maybe thing, you say, how do you feel about the prime minister, right?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you
say feel that. It out.
And if they, oh, we
I,
love
I know, yeah. I know.
It's like,
I know her
we
nephew.
Hate her.
Yeah.
And he could go, I know what you mean. I work with a relative of hers.
Right.
I totally know what you're talking about. We can relate on this.
No, but it's.
Oh, I know what I had to ask, or say.
Yeah.
I could have sworn I saw an Indian restaurant that just opened somewhere in Green Bay, and now I can't place it. Does anybody know? Is it? I think it's Indian food. It's a restaurant.
No, it's going to.
I
open.
Want to say. Oh, you
it's
know
going
where
to open?
Think,
no. It's the one that was. We used to go there all the time on Main Street.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think it's open yet.
There is Gippers. It used to be Gippers.
Yes.
Is that open?
It.
I don't know if it's open yet.
That's open it. Yet. It's Gippers.
Yeah.
What kind of food? Is it
that's
Indian?
Indian.
Okay.
And
I
that's going
to
be great.
Try Nepal.
Yep. Yes, yep. Nepal.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's one on Oneida Street that is good. I've been there.
What is Nepal food? Nepalese? There's a lot. You know, when I go to the Dino Stop down the road here in Ashland, all those people are from Tibet. And when I lived in Kakana, 2 of the gas stations I went to were from Tibet. So it's like Tibetis. No, Tibet. Tibet.
Tibet.
What would you call
Mr.
them?
Was it Mr. Patel?
Tibetians? Tibetian. I don't know. But anyway, so I always talk about, my dream was always to climb the Himalayas and Mount Everest and stuff. And they're like.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. I wanted to be a mountain climber. I wanted to be a mountain climber when I was a kid. True story.
But only because you watched The Price is Right and the cliff
the guy that climbed
right?
up.
Because he thought he'd be able to sing.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I can do that.
Yeah.
No, I really wanted to be a mountain climber, and I'm not joking about that.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jen's Naughty Pine. Where is that? Jen's Naughty Pine. K-N-A-U-G-H-T-Y Pine. Where is Jen's Naughty Pine and the River Inn in Wrightstown? Got another one here. Okay, keep them coming, folks.
That's River's Inn is a supper club. Is Jen's Naughty Pine a supper club or is that a dive bar?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that River...
I don't know.
Think about this.
Actually, you know, it's a shame that got burned down was in Shiocton. Riverside?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that a great supper club? Yeah. That was phenomenal. Oh, my God. Did you see what burnt down in Escanaba? One of their all-time landmarks, the restaurant right on the main street there, the Stone House. Got to be 100 years old.
Yeah.
Burnt down the other day.
Yeah.
That was a legendary landmark in Escanaba. Is anybody listening from Escanaba? What happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, took out a big insurance policy.
Stop it.
I'm done, honey.
Okay, that's...
We're done. We're selling the business.
Okay, that's real good. Yeah. Do you, Todd, the guy that, Olson Legal, can we just put him on a retainer
sure,
for things just
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll talk to him. We'll see him on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see him on Wednesday when we're in Oshkosh. Just put him on a retainer and just go from there. Yep, that's fine.
I'm sure. Anyway. All right, so yes, I got to practice one more time, though, because it's...
Okay, go ahead.
It's Harsh's... Harsh is his name. Harsh Tamar.
What?
And his
wait. Do we have Dr. K on a speed phone?
I don't. Okay. I've talked to him about this. I've talked to him about this. He told me a little, but anyway.
But the dialect and things you might need to.
No, I did it on a voice thing. I'm going to do that when I'm going to do it in the car on the way home.
Okay, can you play it in your voice? Put it in the mic and then we hear you do it.
Gentlemen din Mubarakhu. That's happy birthday.
That was smooth.
He can't even say Holmgren and we're going to.
Yeah. Coach Holmgren, let me ask you something. Yeah. But no, you're going to talk Indian with potential.
No, here. Okay.
In-laws in your family.
Yes. Well.
Potential. Say that. Why? You never know.
Like that. Kids don't like me to say that.
All right.
But this is the guy that I practiced with.
I refer to Carly Pierce. You know, the singer Carly Pierce. Todd.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
I referred to her as Dom's future stepmom.
Does Carly know this?
Okay, this is it, guys.
Okay.
So you can say,
okay.
Happy birthday. Janam din Mubarak ho.
Now you.
Janam din Mubarak ho.
Jenna din Mubarak ho.
Obama.
Obama.
Former president.
Obama. Cool.
Are you sure about that? You should. I do have Dr. K's number. You should call him before you get on the Zoom.
Seriously.
I think I can do this.
Because you know that as soon as you're off the Zoom, they're going to say to themselves, what my goodness, what an idiot. What did you see?
He basically tells us to kill the cat?
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to work on it. I'll work on it. I got
be real careful with that. Yeah. I know. Daughter going to be in on this call?
Yes. That's,
you know well, she's going to be saying herself, set up. Dad, no.
But then I am going to, I will say this, I am going to play Happy Birthday and sing it on the piano.
Okay.
That I can do. You know what I mean? What,
on the Zoom call?
Yeah, just move the laptop over there.
Okay.
And now for my next number.
Hey, any requests? Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. I want to make a good first impression.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe leave the piano. Rock and Robin here. Rock. This was played at the Brewer games. Remember, Robin Yount would come to bat. Did you guys know that? Did you guys ever hear Robin Yount? He's unbelievable.
And they play all the time. I think they're pretty conservative people.
There you go. I could be a yodeler.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I could be Swiss. All right, we're out of time. Yeah, you got to run.
I'm going to run.
We got a great show for you coming tomorrow.
It's
including John Spagnola. Thanks for a tremendous guest, Joe Stevens, Chris Leonard, John Kramer, Tori Whitrock, Michael Freeman, and Brian Meltz. Have a great day, everybody, at Trucker Thursday. See ya.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston, leaving the Capitol. The casket holding the remains of former President Jimmy Carter being moved from the rotunda to the National Cathedral in Washington. ABC's Terry Moran is there with more on the state funeral, which begins shortly.
The nation will pay a final formal farewell to Jimmy Carter with the high honors and solemn ceremony of a state funeral here at the National Cathedral. It's the culmination of more than a week of tributes to our 39th president, a man who came out of a small town in Georgia and spent nearly his entire adult life in service to his country and the wider world. All five of the nation's living presidents will be here today. That's a rare gathering, politics put aside for a moment.
President Biden will be delivering one of the eulogies. Former President Jimmy Carter will be buried in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He heads back there later today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with